This episode is brought to you by Nordstrom. Whether you're packing for a vacation or dressing for a wedding, Nordstrom has head-to-toe looks for wherever summer takes you. From swimwear and bold color to romantic florals and dresses that make an entrance, find the right style for every unforgettable moment. Shop new arrivals from brands you love like Farm Rio, Free People, Vince, Waif, and Staud. Plus free shipping and returns and styling help whenever you need it make it all so easy. Shop now in stores, at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
This episode is brought to you by Prime. Obsession is in session, and this summer, Prime Originals have everything you want. Steamy romances, irresistible love stories, and the book to screen favorites you've already read twice. Off Campus, Elle, Every Year After, The Love Hypothesis, Sterling Point, and more. Slow burns, second chances, chemistry you can feel through the screen. Your next obsession is waiting. Watch only on Prime.
Hello and welcome to the Principal Liner Notes podcast. This is Sean Gaylord coming at you. I think this is episode 188, and I am very proud and pleased to have a fellow North Carolinian on the podcast who's just a little, about an hour south of me here in the Triad area, and I'm very pleased to welcome David James to the Principal Liner Notes podcast. You may know David from some of his work that he's done on the statewide level with the North Carolina Middle Level Association. He has also done incredible leadership and work with getting that conference off of the ground. And several guests who've been on the podcast have spoken and presented at that conference. David is also a teacher leader in Concord. David. I have a Massachusetts background here. So my wife is from Massachusetts, and she has kind of an issue with how we pronounce Concord. Up north they say Concord, but it's Concord, North Carolina. Harold E. Winkler Middle School in Concord, North Carolina. David, welcome to the podcast, man.
Man, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Sean. If you ask our eighth grade social studies teacher when they're teaching American history the difference between Concord and Concord, you're going to have some really confused eighth grade students. But yeah, right here in Concord, North Carolina, shout out to Harold E. Winkler Middle School, Cabarrus County Schools.
Right on. And you guys are literally right down 85 from me. It is great to be repping North Carolina here in the house. And Before we started talking, we talked about some of the nuances with middle school, and it's something that, you know, I've been at every level as an administrator and as an educator, and I know that you stay proudly within the realm of middle school, and you've been in both roles as an administrator, currently as a teacher, and I just think that's just such an amazing journey. I just would love to know a little bit for starters about your kind of professional journey and what got you to this point.
Yeah, you mentioned proudly, and if you are not proudly serving middle school, then I'm not sure what you're doing there, because to your point, it is a special age group. A little bit about myself. I grew up in Ohio, went to Ohio University and graduated in 2007. And through 2007 to 2010, I was able to substitute teach. It was a tough time in the economy. There was a lot of hiring freezes in the state of Ohio. So substitute teaching gave me an opportunity to really kind of hone in on what I wanted to do. And it appeared to me that seventh grade specifically was the place that I needed to be. I really connected with those kids. They connected to me. I did the high school substitute route. I did some upper elementary, I'd like to call it, substituting as well. But when I got the position at Winkler Middle School in 2011, we opened that building right here in Concord. They put me right there in seventh grade, and I have not wavered in that. I did take an assistant principal position in 2012 to 2017 or so, around there. So I'm a recovering assistant principal at the middle school level as well. But being an assistant principal just wasn't for me at the time. And I had the opportunity to come back to Winkler Middle School, back in the same room, in the same building, teaching the same age group. And it's a special group of kids. It's a special time in their lives. The North Carolina Association for Middle Level Education is the only advocacy group in North Carolina for this age group. And we have a wonderful board of directors that live the middle school concept. And we are always, like I said, advocating for this group of kids and these groups of teachers that work with these groups of kids every single day. So like I said, I'm a middle school lifer. I currently serve on the NCMLE board as the marketing and conference director, like you mentioned. We are excited to hold our 52nd conference, I believe, here in 2025. You are invited as a featured speaker, and we are excited for you to join us in 2025. We'll talk more about that. But yeah, room 706 is where I live, and I teach 125 seventh grade students on a daily basis. We have a wonderful building and a wonderful staff right here at Winkler Middle School, home of the Wolves. And this year we're getting ready to welcome in about 1,200 students for the 2024-25 school year. So we have wonderful athletics, we have wonderful clubs, robotics program, cheerleading. We have all the different things the students can do in the extracurricular level. Our parents are really supportive. Our administrative team is outstanding. We're going through a little bit of a transition with staff members. So we're welcoming quite a few new staff members that most buildings are anyways. But as a teacher leader in the building, I get leaned on for those kind of things. I'm the lead mentor in my building. I like to call myself the new staff liaison, which is just a random term I gave myself to add to my resume. But nonetheless, I love it. I love welcoming the new staff. I love not only celebrating the history of Winkler Middle School, but I take a lot of pride in what we do in this building on a daily basis. So that's where I'm at right now. I got a 7-year-old son who just turned 7, and he keeps me plenty busy. That played a big role in my decision to kind of come back in the classroom a few years ago. He is a phenomenal little athlete and a phenomenal kid. So me and my wife, Erin, and Aiden are just living our best lives just north of Charlotte.
Girl, winter is so last season. And now spring's got you looking at pictures of tank tops with hungry eyes. Your algorithm is feeding you cutoffs. You're thirsty for the sun on your shoulders. That perfect hang on the patio sundress. Those sandals you can wear all day and all night. And you've had enough of shopping from your couch. Done hoping it looks anything like the picture when you tear open that envelope? It's time for a little in-person spring treat. It's time for a trip to Ross. Work your magic.
And, you know, we got it going on. So North Carolina is a phenomenal place to live. As you know, we got the mountains, the beaches, the hills, the valleys. And this school specifically in Concord is just a really special place to come and live and come and work and come and learn every day.
Right on, man. That's a powerful and inspiring trajectory. And in that trajectory, you mentioned middle school concept, and I get that. And I think those who are tuning in who have been in middle school world understand that completely. But for those who may be elementary, for those who may be secondary, high school, what is your definition of the middle school concept?
Definition on immediately, I just think of the teaming structure in middle school. I also think of strong collaboration. This specific building does a really good job with teaming teachers together to support each other, in turn to support students. We collaborate every single day. And the big difference I would think at the secondary level, and again, my degree is in 712 social studies, but I have never really taught specifically at the high school level. I would think, you know, picking your brain a little bit as a recovering high school principal, Sean, you could probably say that collaboration maybe isn't as strong at the high school level as it pertains to the PLC processes and the working together to figure out what's best for kids. So at the beginning of each year, our administrative team comes together and they put groups of four teachers together, your ELA, your math, your science and social studies teachers in pods, literally. And we are close to each other. We are 100% together. And, you know, we like to think of middle school as these kids growing up and getting closer to high school, but I don't think that's fair all the time when we just take all the supports away, right? It's like they're growing up, they hit middle school, and it's like, you're on your own. And that's really not what middle school is all about. We need to allow them to grow. We need to allow them to learn. We need to allow them to be independent, but we need to be there to support and collaborate together to understand what we need best for the kids. And that's kind of what middle school concept is to me. So as I said, I've got three other teammates. We meet every single week and we talk about kids. And then through the PLC process as well, I have teammates that work together in the social studies content. So yes, are we meeting? But you would agree that we are looking at meetings in a different light, and just not meetings, but planning and getting stuff done as it pertains to supporting kids and teaching your content. So it's a different mindset. You have to be incredibly open to collaboration. You have to be incredibly open to growing and learning from each other. I feel like as one of the few returning seventh grade teachers this year, which is just going to be, you know, something to grow into this coming year. I have to take the role as to lead these teachers into that understanding as well. So if they're coming from a high school mindset, if they're coming from maybe a beginning teacher mindset that they're going to go in and kind of do their own thing, we need to kind of have this mentality of working together, collaborating, and supporting students as a team. That's kind of what the middle school is all about. So we also, middle school concept for me and what Winkler does really, really well is offering opportunities for growth socially as well for kids. So whether that's extracurriculars, which, you know, all schools offer athletics, but we have schools that we have kids that enjoy robotics, that enjoy student council, that enjoy history club, that enjoy guitar club. And we have an opportunity during the school day once a month where students go to their specific club time that they have chosen. So this is just another growth opportunity for our young adolescent learners. So yes, we're hammering the academics because that's what we're here to do. And that's what we're, you know, we're working towards, but there's also the social emotional piece that our kids are really growing into as well, specifically 11 through 14 year olds.
Right on. Beautifully stated there. And the thing with the middle school concept is that I really appreciated was that collaborative opportunity with other teachers, and really, you know, you've got a team of teachers that are working together in support of kids. That's really what it comes down to. One of the things that you mentioned before we hit record, which I'm really fascinated to learn more about, is the intentional moves that Winkler makes for professional development. And you all do it in a very unique, strengths-based kind of way, which I value. So I'd love to hear about what Winkler does with PD. And I believe you also mentioned it's been getting some notice from other schools across the state.
Yeah, one of the things we're really proud of here at Winkler Middle School is our in-house professional development series. The idea came from when I was an assistant principal at Jay and Freeze Middle School. Shout out to them. And a colleague of mine, Alan Zemanski, who is now an elementary principal here in Cabarrus County Schools. Anyways, we were looking for ways to build our teacher leader capacity. So what that looked like here at Winkler was in about 2022, 21-22 school year, Jimmy Casas didn't come out, but we did a book study of Culturize. And in the end of the first chapter of Culturize, Jimmy asked the reader, where are you average in the building? Well, I straight up told our principal, we are average in professional development. There is no one in this building that is seeking professional development or leading professional development in an effort to grow ourselves and to grow leadership capacity here in our building. And our test scores that year completely mirrored those beliefs. And if you look at the teacher working conditions survey here in North Carolina, when you go to some of the, you know, one-off detail questions about is professional development differentiated in your building, celebrated in your building, teacher leader questions, saying they are very, very low at the state and district, and they were incredibly low at the Winkler Middle School level. So I looked at that, I wrote it on my post-it note, and I slapped it right on her laptop. And I said, this is what we're working on this school year. And because I came from an AP role and she's very trustworthy in my decisions and my opinions and things, we were able to have this conversation. But Principal Phillips and I kind of came up with this idea of the Wolfpack Workshop in-house PD series. inspired by the Wolves here at Winkler Middle School. And what it looks like is every Friday morning at 8 o'clock, before the students roll in at 8:30, we have 30 minutes, 35 minutes of professional development that is differentiated, that is specific to the needs of our kids here at Winkler Middle School. You know, we'll kick off the school year with something about open house. So for example, last year I had a 3-year Winkler Middle School parent come and do a presentation with my support about best practices in open house. Now, how powerful is that to hear from a parent of our school that is telling us this is what you're doing wrong with open house, right? Like need to be outside your door, you need to be welcoming the parents. And he did this for 3 years, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And he told us, if you want to show confidence, if you want to show love, if you want to show understanding and welcome your kids into your building on day one, this is what open house needs to look like. And we called it starting off on the right foot, something to that effect, right? So that's what we do at the beginning of the year. And then we're going to roll into what's the differences between EC and 504 plans, right? Because these are things that we kind of believe our teachers already know, especially our beginning teachers that are lost with these things. So I got my EC lead, Miss Madison Little, coming in on the first Friday of the year, and she's going to do a session about EC modifications versus accommodations, 504 plans, and those kind of things to kick off the school year. And then we'll get into classroom management stuff. We're going to do a book study with Jimmy Casas, shout out, Words on the Wall, his new book that came out today.
Yeah.
We purchased some books. We're going to do a book study every like fourth Friday to kind of talk through that. So that's going to kind of do some calendar filling. You know, we have all kinds of professional development that is, like I said, special for our school and is led by our teacher leaders. So whether you're a BT1 or you've been in our building since the beginning, we welcome your leadership, and it is incredible to see teachers kind of stand up there and teach the rest of the staff about what's going on in their world and what they're passionate about. This has kind of evolved into something bigger than Winkler Middle School. Every year in Cabarrus County Schools, we have what's called the CCS Rise. It's a big celebration. It's a big professional development day that we do at the beginning of the year here in Cabarrus County Schools. Well, Winkler Middle School for 2 years in a row has led the charge in professional development sessions in that countywide a conference. And that's a celebration. And that's specifically from the Wolfpack Workshop, because our teachers are coming into Wolfpack Workshop. They're getting comfortable. They're sharing what they love to talk about. And then they're going into at the county level and showing that leadership. And everywhere you see that the Cabarrus County Schools Rise celebration are the maroon and gold jerseys leading presentations. And everybody wants to know what's going on at Winkler Middle School. So we're finding a lot of success in in-house PD. Just a real quick celebration. This past year, I had 3 beginning teacher ones. I mean, these girls have been teaching for 3 months. Lead a PD session on the brain science of young adolescents. Oh. It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. And these 3 teachers, like I said, fresh out of college and are leading a group of, you know, 50 staff members that are there voluntarily, by the way, on a Friday morning about the brain science of young adolescents and what we can do in our classrooms, little things about presentations and the way we speak to them on a daily basis to help our instruction and to help our relationship building. I mean, it's incredible to see, and we're excited. This will be year 3 for Wolfpack Workshop, and I've already got the Google form out and I've got presentation proposals coming in. So the calendar is filling up and we are ready to go with that. And something I'm just really proud of. And if you're interested in learning more about how to kind of roll that out, just, you know, maybe you can drop my Twitter tag in the show notes. I'd love to talk to you about how we can bring in-house professional development, just kind of the process. There's a little bit of, signing up, the calendar building, being strategic about where things work on the calendar. You obviously don't want to do your EC 504 introduction in April, right? That just after we've been sued a few times on the 504 front. Yeah. Like, so there's ways to be strategic about your calendar and just rolling out something that can be really meaningful for your school.
I think that's so powerful. You know, the one, it's a money saver in some ways. You know, you don't have to send, you know, and not to knock conferences, and we're going to talk about your conference in just a second, but, you know, there are some schools that, you know, because of financial priorities, you know, don't have the ability to send a team to a conference, or don't have the ability to get somebody like a Jimmy Casas, who's amazing. And Culturize is such a pivotal book, and the new book just came, Words on the Wall just came out today. So thanks for the reminder. I need to order that as well. But then you are building your culture, you're building your team, you're building on their strengths to share. Now, are these sessions on the Fridays optional?
Yes, and that's very important to Principal Phillips and myself. We didn't want to add anything extra to the teachers. Friday morning can be a tough time for some individuals. It's the end of the week. But we are also very strategic about it being Friday morning, because it is at the end of the week, we are struggling and we need our bucket filled. And when you come in on a Friday morning with your other staff members and the people that are there to learn, to grow, to reflect, get better as an educator, that is inspiring. Like, sometimes it doesn't even matter what the topic is, right? You're going because it has been a tough week and I need a little bit of this in my life right now, right? So this past year, we did put something in the professional development plan, the school-based professional development plan, that you had to attend two for the whole school year.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So we felt like that was fair, and we felt like you could find two out of the 30 that we're going to offer that you are going to be able to latch onto and grow from. But we have individuals that are going to every single one of them. It doesn't matter who they are, just to support each other. And you said it, the culture building that comes from supporting your colleagues in their presentation, in their leadership. And I told, when I kind of rolled this out to the school leadership team with the support of Principal Phillips, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, I said to them, I said, as the school leadership team, we have the ability to take this building to the very highest level. And I love you to death, Rebecca, but there are going to be individuals in this room that are here much longer than you. And if we want to have this culture and this history and all of things, what we believe Winkler Middle School means, go further than you, we have to build the capacity in our building. And after that meeting, it seemed like every school leadership team member had found something that they're passionate about, that's something they wanted to talk about. So it really got off on a really good foot. The very first session I led with Principal Phillips, we kind of felt like, you know, her and I, you know, setting the stage and kind of being the model on how it would go would be beneficial. We buy donuts. We play bingo at the end. So everybody gets a bingo card and they put in their numbers, and I randomize a generator and I call a number, and the first person with five in a row for five attendances gets a shirt that says Wolfpack. I dominated Wolfpack Workshop Bingo. Nice. So they get t-shirts. We play bingo. We do donuts. We celebrate. It is just a really good time in the week. And not only that, but something that I would really encourage everybody to do is just brag about it as well on your social media accounts as well. Like, this is really important for us to make sure we're carrying the banner and getting our word out there as it pertains to the great things that are going on in your building. So we take pictures and we post on Twitter and we brag about the great work that is going on at Winkler Middle School, and it catches fire. And then I get called to talk about the Wolfpack Workshop at different buildings, or UNC Charlotte, or presenting at, you know, the North Carolina Schools to Watch conference on the Wolfpack Workshop. Like, whatever it is, you have to get your name out there. You have to celebrate these individuals that are building capacity in your school building.
Wow, that's so inspiring and genius, you know, in terms of the timing, the intentionality, and ultimately, I mean, it's kind of two waves of benefits. Benefits for the teacher, which benefits the culture, benefits for the kids, because these ideas and strategies and things that are being shared, you know, ultimately are going to circle right back to our why, the center of our universe, and those are our students and those are our kids. So I may have to make a road trip down, man, one Friday just to hang and just to be a part of that. I'm inviting myself, so.
Of course. We may even pull you in to be a presenter. So I'll send you the proposal and you can put it in a presentation.
I'll do it, man. I'm in. We'd love to have you. I'm in. That would be great fun and a great a great honor. So
Yeah.
speaking of presenting, beautiful seg to the NCMLE conference. And if I'm not mistaken, the theme for 2025, you guys have already hit the ground running. I've already seen, we've got the date, the time, the place. I'm getting ready to register and get that in. So I'm definitely going to be there. If I'm not mistaken, David, is the theme Middle School Matters? Is that
mm-hmm.
awesome? I'd love to hear more about this conference. And I know, you have worked very hard to pull people in. And as I mentioned earlier, there are a few, past guests and mutual friends that have been on the podcast, that are presenting and speaking at this event.
Yeah, so the North Carolina Association for Middle Level Education holds their annual conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. We've been there. This will be the fourth year in a row. Like I said, we're going on our 52nd annual conference, I believe, in 2025. And the theme, again, is Middle School Matters. Last year in 2024 conference, we welcomed over 400 middle level educators into Charlotte with over 100 plus presentations specifically for middle school, which is incredible. The response that we get from all of our middle schools across the state is just incredible. In this past year, I was able to partner with Jonathan Alsheimer, who was our keynote speaker in 2024, and Darren Peppard, who was one of our featured speakers, to kind of come up with an idea that would bring in some kind of nationwide speakers. And it really blossomed into something special with what we called the School Leaders Institute. So we invited, just to name a few, Charles Williams out of Chicago, Dr. Laquanda Nelson from Mississippi, obviously Jonathan's from Virginia, Darren is from Nebraska, I believe. And just people from all over the country that were coming in to pour into North Carolina middle-level educators. And it was really something special. So in 2025, we are welcoming everybody back to Charlotte. I'm expecting well over 500 people this year because we are getting a lot of attention for this conference. I'm really proud of the efforts from the board of directors. And as the conference director, I'm super proud of everything that's what's been going on with NCMLE this past few years. The date is March 23rd through the 25th in 2025. We will be welcoming you, Sean. Julie Hasten from the University of App State University is a featured speaker. And we've got a few others that are lined up to be announced very, very soon. Darren Peppard, who I mentioned previously, will be our keynote speaker on March 24th to kind of kick us off. On the 23rd, we're going to welcome everybody on a Sunday evening to do a featured speaker roundtable to enjoy some karaoke on Sunday night. But on Monday morning, Darren will be kicking us off officially for that two-day event on the 24th and 25th as well. So registration is already open, and there is a significant discount for the early bird registration at ncmle.org. You can find everything right there. I know you principals are incredibly busy right now. But you are going to be even more incredibly busy here in about a month. So yeah. If you want to get with your school bookkeeper, your treasurer, and get your registration taken care of, I know it's in July and we've got a long way to go, but just know that early bird registration is available at ncmle.org. We are going to be opening up the presentation proposal link very soon. So once that goes live, our presentation proposals our presenters are offered a significant discount as well to the conference. So it's going to be incredible. And every single year it gets bigger and better. This past year in 2024 was an awesome experience. It was buzzing on social media. Darren always jokes that it is a nationwide feel conference at the state price and at the state level. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud of what we've done with NCMLE. I'm proud of the quality of professional development that we offer our teachers. I'm proud of the networking opportunities that we provide to our teachers. And we've mentioned it a few times, just the sense of filling your bucket and, finishing strong for the end of the school year. March is a wonderful time of the year to get that last burst of energy. And NCMLE provides that at the conference, March 23rd through the 25th in 2025.
I'm excited. I felt I did not attend and the past one, unfortunately, but I felt like all those good vibes all the way from Charlotte, all the way up here in Winston-Salem, and it really the caliber and the depth. I will say this as an elementary school principal who the majority of my career as a principal was on the middle level. I would encourage elementary and high school folks to attend. We don't do enough vertical articulation in our kind of K-12 continuum. We talk about it, and but we don't do enough with it. And I see this as, for those of you from the elementary world and high school world, even if you're like, nah, I don't know middle, this is still a great opportunity because the whole middle school thing is we are in that transition phase between elementary and high, and we're very intentional about that transition. So I would highly recommend elementary and high school folks to check it out, not just to see David, but just the caliber of speakers and presenters that are going to be there. Darren Peppard is I call him the GOAT. He really is. He is the GOAT. And that road to awesome is a beautiful road to be upon, and he's the real deal. So a wonderful coup in getting Darren as the keynote. So I'm really excited to go and attend and to be every part of it, and you've got my full support with it, man.
I appreciate you, Sean. I appreciate that those comments as well. We're looking forward to inviting you to talk a little bit about the School Leaders Institute specifically. And you mentioned the elementary and high school. The School Leaders Institute is K-12 all school leaders. So if you are a principal and you are looking to get some specific leadership professional development, NCMLE has it at our conference. We'd like to celebrate the middle school level at our conference. Elementary and high school teachers are welcome to attend as well, but we do celebrations through the NCMLE Awards, which is a fantastic little event during the conference. We celebrate teachers and support staff, administrators, and college professors at our award ceremony during the conference. And the School Leaders Institute is specific to our school leaders. I felt this past year that we had so much expertise coming to Charlotte as far as administrators were concerned, that we had this specific strand of leadership that was kind of included, a little bit separate, but kind of included in the conference program. And they were able to, again, sign up two or three other teachers to join us as well, which was a marketing coup and myself. So it's a phenomenal conference. It's a phenomenal event. I look forward to it every year, and go to ncmle.org to sign up.
Well, that's and I'll put all of that information in the show notes for those who are interested in registering. That early bird price, that's a really good bargain. And kudos to the organization for making that happen. And I'm honored and excited to speak and be a part of it, David. For those who and speaking of show notes, if folks who want to connect with you or take a road trip to Winkler Middle on one of those Fridays for some professional development, what are the best ways to connect and interact with you?
Yeah, I'm really active on social media. So my Twitter account is HeroicHistory22. So that's where you can find me on Twitter and Facebook. It's David James, if you can find me among all the David Jameses in the world. But HeroicHistory22 is probably the best on Twitter. And just shoot me a direct message. I am happy to chat professional development. I'm happy to chat NCMLE. I also run the social media platforms for NCMLE. So if you shoot us a message there as well, if you'd like to be considered as a featured speaker, or are wondering about our presentation proposal link that's going to be active soon, just shoot me a message in those accounts, and I'm the one that will be responding to you. So I'm happy to connect in that way. I would love for you to come join us for a Wolfpack workshop, Sean. Julie Hasten from App State University is actually leading a Wolfpack workshop for me here in the next few weeks. So I'm excited to connect with everybody in the EDU Twitter sphere and then bring them to Winkler so they can pour into my teachers here at this school building.
Well, I'm there, man. And Julie, that's a hard act to follow. Julie's an old friend, And she's really she's just compelling and inspirational, as you know. And for those of you who are driving or walking or jogging while you're listening to this, Heroic History 22, did I get that right? So please be sure to follow David there. David is very generous and will interact. And he's just a great presence on social media. And so be sure to connect with him and follow him and come to the conference. It really is going to be a great event and a great crescendo to what's going to be an amazing school year. So David James, thank you so much for being on. You've got an open invitation to come on the podcast anytime. And also, you got to come up to Lexington, man. Come up to Charles England Elementary School. We got to figure out a way to get you in on RPD and to share a little bit about the other end of the spectrum for a wonderful team there. So I'm gonna hold you to that, man. I'll treat you to some barbecue.
Oh, wonderful. Man, I love some bar. I'm having barbecue tonight on Concord's finest restaurant, the Smoke Pit. So,
Ooh.
yeah, I love me some barbecue.
All right, man. Well, we'll get you the real deal, man. I mean, I don't want to mess with Smoke Pit. That's great, but it is Lexington barbecue. I'm just
Yeah, no, I get it.
Well, listen, my friends, as I sign off here again, thanks to David James. Don't forget to share with the world your dreams, your ideas, your visions, because the world needs them and you help make the world a better place, just like David James does for middle school world and teachers and students and communities. He really is truly a blessing and a gift for our profession. This is Sean Gaylor. This is the Principal Liner Notes podcast. Hope to catch you on the flip side. Thanks again for tuning in.